And now, today's word.
God does not extinguish our hopes. When it looks like he's done, all he has is smoke left over, God still says, I can do something with it. If you're bruised, he can work with you. If your fire is gone, he will work with you. If the light is gone, he will work with you. If it looks like your best days are over, he still can see smoke, and that tells him the fire is somewhere. It may be tiny, maybe small, but you still got fire. A bruised reed, he will not break. A smoking flax, he will not destroy. He will not quench. He will not cut off. Because, you know, we are human beings. And sometimes when people really cut you off and people write you off, you begin to think God has also written you off. When people say all kinds of things against you, you begin to feel, maybe that's what God also feels about me. If you're a lady and your husband says, hey, you are not as beautiful as you used to be when we married, you are so beautiful. Look at what has happened. Look at what has happened. And you look at yourself and sometimes you feel, maybe I'm not good. Well, let me tell you this. A man's opinion is not God's opinion. People can see you as bruised and think you are finished, but God says, I will not break you. People may see you and say, the fire is gone. The best days are over. He still says, I see a smoke and I can still work with you and produce new fire. I came here to encourage somebody. It's not over for you because God can fix you. God can put it together. May the Lord bring everything together back in your life. May he let it work for you again. God does not cut off the broken. He does not extinguish our hopes. If God does not do that, what does God do? What does God do? And we're going to look at the Psalms and look at something that God does. Psalm 147, verses 2 and 3. This prophecy or this statement is addressed to Jerusalem and to Israel, but it applies to us as well. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. The Lord gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. If you are Humpty Dumpty and you've had a great fall, this is what the Lord does for you. First, the passage says, he builds up. When you are broken, when you fall, God is not going to leave you. He's going to build you up. God is not in the business of abandoning people. Check the Bible. A woman caught in adultery, everybody gave up on her. But Jesus didn't. Because a broken reed, a bruised reed, he will not break. God builds up. And not only does God build up, the passage also says that he gathers together the outcast. He gathers together things that have been lost, things that have been cast out, people that have been cast out, people that have been left on the field. He gathers them together. And not only that, the passage also says the Lord binds together the brokenhearted and brings healing. He's a healing God. He's a binding God. When something is sick, it means something has gone wrong. A cut has taken place. But God will bind you together. That's God's attitude to us. That's how he sees our lives. We may not see that way. Your friends may not see that way. People may think you are done. Maybe you failed at it once. You failed at it three times. You failed at it five times. You are a serial failure. You've mastered in failure. You've got a PhD in failure. You can actually teach a course in failure. Because you started a business, it failed, a marriage failed, failed with raising your children, failed in exam, failed everywhere. If there is a course at a university called Failure 101, they have a lecturer. You can be a professor in failure. You fail so much, you can teach it to others. But God says he can even take that person, that expert in failure, and he can build them up, and he can gather them, and he can bind them, and he can heal them. You cannot go beyond God's help. He has a good feeling about you. He has good thoughts about you. There are good things he wants to do for you. And although you may disappoint yourself, or people may disappoint you, God can still put us together. Now, because God does not abandon us, and because he positively does good things for us, what should we do? What should be our attitude? It's one thing to say, oh, God is going to help me. But if God is going to help me, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to deal with life? When it's whipping me, what am I supposed to do? That's what we're going to find out. And we're going to look at Job chapter 22, verses 28 and 29. Say, why do you choose Job? What else? If you knew a suffer man, there's no suffer man greater than Job. This is the headquarters of suffering. This guy has a master's degree, a PhD in suffering. He had it over and over and over and over. Everything fell apart. He's like Humpty Dumpty. He's sitting on his wall, and all of a sudden, he's down. And all the king's horses, and all the king's men, and all his friends, nobody can fix him. But can God fix him? And if God can fix us, what should we do? Job chapter 22, from verse 28, it says, you will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. When they cast you down, you shall say, exaltation will come. Then he will save the humble person. Did you see that? When they cast you down, you don't say, oh, I'm down. Oh, I have no future. When you are cast down, you say, exaltation will come. When life is beating you down, you say, exaltation will come. When you failed over and over and over and over, you say, exaltation will come. I don't know what life has thrown against you today, but I came here to prophesy to somebody, exaltation will come. Everybody say, exaltation will come. Exaltation. Say, exaltation will come. Exaltation will come. Money in my pocket, but it's been a difficult marriage, but everybody's kicking me on the floor, but so what is the passage saying? It says when you are going through negative things, hardship, pain, we must not speak about the negative that is happening. When life is hard, you don't go about saying, oh, life is hard, I've been cast down. No, you don't affirm what you're going through. You know, because what you say has power. When I'm cast down, I don't say I'm cast down, although that's the reality. When I'm down, I don't say I'm down. I don't affirm it. I understand it's always difficult when you're going through it. People say, so does it mean we shouldn't talk about what we are going through? Talk about it. But don't talk about it to the king's horses. And don't talk about it to the king's men. You talk about it to the king, because he's the only one who can put you together again. And the way we talk to the king is we pray to the Lord. Because the thing about life is, when you are complaining, you think people should have sympathy, they are insulting you in their head. They think you are wasting their time. Leave and go. I have something else to do. Because people are not sympathetic to your problem. But there is one who bears your burden. There is one who carries your pain. And he says, when you are cast down, you say, exaltation will come. Exaltation will come. Exaltation will come. I said, exaltation will come. Amen. Exaltation will come. Amen. Your life, exaltation will come. Amen. You will see goodness. Amen. You will see joy. Amen. You will see favor. Amen. You see restoration. Amen. You will see abundance. You see upliftment. Yesterday you may be down, but exaltation is coming. You don't affirm the negative. Although you're cast down, you don't say, I'm cast down. And he says the reason why you do that is because he says you shall say a thing and it shall be established. And he says the light will shine forth on you. What does it tell us? That we must speak about the positive that must happen. We don't talk the negative, we talk the positive. Somebody say, face reality. That's reality. The reality is exaltation is coming. I'm establishing my path. The light is about to break forth in my life. God is about to break forth in your life. He's going to break forth in your life in a big time. And you are going to make it in a big time. Somebody say, I'm going to make it. Oh, say it like you are alive. Say, I'm going to make it. Say, I'm going to make it. And say, I'm going to make it big. Humongous. I'm going to make it big. Because exaltation is coming. Exaltation is coming. And he says, as you begin to say that, the light will shine. I have a feeling God is about to exalt you and put his light on you. And the light will be so bright. People are going to need shades to look at you. I said they're going to need shades to look at you. Because you're going to shine brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. People are going to wonder, where did he come from? We thought he was broken. We saw him fall from the wall. But exaltation has come. The light has come. Now they have to learn to watch you with shades. Because you're going to bright. Brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. I just came to announce to somebody, you fell from the wall. And now, sometimes the good thing about, or the thing about life, is that sometimes one aspect of your life is doing so well. And then another aspect is on the ground. Your health is perfect, but your pocket is sick. The sickness has transferred to your account. And sometimes you have money in your pocket, but your marriage is going down. Humpty Dumpty happened to your marriage. Didn't happen to your pocket. So we may not be all together in a bad shape, but there is always one aspect of your life that fell off the great wall. And God says, even that aspect, I'll fix it for you. And when you are cast down in that area, your profession is doing well. You're doing so well in your life, in your career. You're earning a lot of money, but your marriage is not doing well. Your health is not doing well. Your relationship with your children is not doing well. Or your relationship with your children, perfect relationship, but marriage is bad. You find somehow there's a Humpty Dumpty somewhere in your life. But the word of the Lord is exaltation will come. Lift up your hands to God. Because we're breaking the cycle. Humpty is getting back on his wall. We're getting back because exaltation is coming. And begin to pray, begin to talk to the Lord by the Spirit of the Lord. Maketeri istomaya. Ikaya la boziana kareste kariota. Makoriendebusha. Izapari ikaparonaya. Just pray, pray. You are breaking out of this limitation. Is going to be well with you. It's going to be well with your children. It's going to be well with your marriage. It's going to be well with your finances. It's going to be well with your job. They fell off, but they are coming together. We speak exaltation to families, exaltation to marriages, exaltation to children, exaltation to our lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Talk to the Lord, he hears you. Talk to the King. Tell him about your situation. Begin to confess, exaltation is coming. I'm rising again. I have a testimony. Favor is upon me. Increase has come to me. It's turning around all over for my good. In the name of Jesus. Father, you will not break the bruised reed. You will not snuff out the smoking flax. But you will build up. You will gather. You will heal and bind up. For everyone who has fallen in any aspect of their lives, things have gotten bad. All of a sudden they are down. All of a sudden they can't seem to fix themselves. You are the great fixer, Lord. Fix it together for them. Fix it together for them. For those who have been cast down, may they be exalted. In every area where we've been cast down, may you exalt us again. Give us a song, a brand new song, a song of victory, a testimony of your goodness. Let our lives demonstrate your victory. Let our lives demonstrate your goodness, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otobi, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otobi. Email otobi@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.
Dive into a new era of news consumption with myjoyonline.com, your go-to destination for cutting-edge journalism, giving you the most credible stories from business to politics and from sports to entertainment. Myjoyonline.com introduces an upgraded news website meticulously designed to empower you with an enriched browsing experience like never before. Experience the future of news browsing with myjoyonline.com.
I love this station.